I'm not sure what's going on with that repeater right there. All right, so, yeah, Tony, you can go out there in the yard and kick that snowball around your foot. It'll melt faster, I'm just saying. I'll come over there and do it for you if you want. Kevin, KF8DGY, you got a presentation coming up here on the 28th, I think. Go ahead.
Hey, John, and everybody on the net. This is Kevin, KF8AGY. Yes, I do have a presentation coming up on the 28th. Originally, it was going to be on high wattage transformers, impedance matching transformers, but with the work I did this month, a little bit different story to tell. So I'll be summarizing the last 3 months and kind of talking about what happens when your horizontal antenna wire is too close to ground. And too close, maybe farther up than you think. Anyway, let me break here. Yeah, so last weekend was the Michigan QSO party, and as for the second year in a row, we had solar activity. There was a CME, and we were in geostorm condition 2, which basically meant that 40-meter and 20-meter single sideband was very, very quiet. I called for probably about 4 hours or so with one contact, and even though it wasn't part of the MIQP contest, I decided to switch over to digital for a while to check my propagation, and then also, interestingly enough, I made 28 contacts digital in about 4 hours, and then kind of called it at 8 o'clock, because 8 o'clock sitting, or 8 hours sitting in front of a radio rig is... I know what that feels like now. Anyway, it was a good weekend nonetheless. Hope for warm weather to return. And that's about all I've got to say, John. So this is KF8AGY, WATCM, back to you.